Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello, lover of knowledge. This is Be More Cleverer. I am Jack. That is Katie.
Hi.
Hello. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Be More Cleverer if you want to know more fun things. You can rate us on the generic podcast app as well. I would suggest five stars. How would you, Katie?
Five stars.
Subliminal messaging.
Five. Do you think it's subtle enough? Five.
Stars.
Katie.
Yellow.
For once. Mm-hmm. You can't say, in the heart as deep of...
deepest, darkest East London.
You can't say it.
Hi, you're listening to Be More Cleverer, and sadly we're not broadcasting from our beloved Queen Adelaide.
I know.
Broadcasting.
The Queen
the
is dead!
Of East London. No, she's not. She's not dead.
We're doing it in like...
In your house?
In my house.
Why are you being... Why are you being strange?
I was trying to make it seem like we're on the Riviera.
The Riviera. That's what we should call it. Whenever we're not broadcasting from the Queen Adelaide, we should say, we're on the Riviera. We're at Jack's place. He's not giving me wine like they do at the Queen Adelaide either, and that's sad.
No, I've given you a Lucozade Sport.
No, you haven't. You've given that to yourself. I've got a bottle of water that I bought myself with me.
I need to be replenished for this exhausting recording.
Okay, well, shall we crack on then?
Yeah.
So this is kind of a weird one. I've decided to go... I'm sorry. Should we just pack up and leave, shall we? is that the attitude I'm going to have for the
no,
next
come on.
However many minutes I have to endure just looking at you? Okay, so... As you know, on this Poddington, we like to tackle a subject that we don't know enough about and that kind of gets us mainly in pub quizzes.
Yeah.
This is a subject I think literally comes up in every pub quiz that I do.
Okay.
And I know that people from all different bits of the world, we're big in Japan, famously, like to listen to Be More Cleverer. But this one, on the surface, will seem quite London-centric.
Okay.
But don't let that fool you. I think it's an interesting one nonetheless.
Ooh, okay.
So, Jackson, I'm going to be teaching you all about the London Underground.
Oh, great.
There are a lot of, I think, people who are super obsessed with the Underground and just like transport and stuff.
Yeah.
Just as a disclaimer to those people, we appreciate you. We're glad you're here with us, but I'm not going to be able to cover everything.
Yeah.
I'm sorry about that in advance. Mm. Are you ready to clear out some of the clutter in the fact section of your brain and reload it with tube underground shaped knowledge?
Okay, what should I get rid of?
Get rid of some of the lower level stuff about Gemma Collins.
Yep, gone.
Get rid of the X Factor series 1 to 4 contestants.
Okay.
Anyway, let's carry on. So I'm gonna start. I've got like three fact sections.
Great.
Do one fact section. There are 270 stations on the Underground, not including TfL Rail, Overground, stuff like that.
Not including those.
Not including.
God, there's so many.
So many. And an estimated 500,000 mice live in the underground system. I quite like seeing the mice.
I do like seeing the mice. I still get excited by them.
I never got excited by them.
No, but I was like, ooh. I still do that.
Rodents. Your kind.
And I feel an affinity.
Okay, this isn't a stat. Jerry Springer was born at East Finchley Station.
No, he wasn't.
He was.
What?
During the Second World War.
Jerry Springer was born in the Second World War.
In East Finchley Station.
This is mad. What?
And there's only one tube station which doesn't have any of the letters of the word mackerel in it.
Only one?
Mm-hmm.
What is it?
Can you guess it? Out of all the 270 stations. I mean, you're not going to get it. It's St. John's Wood.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I've looked at the letters in my brain. None of the same as the word mackerel. Oh, yeah. Okay, we are going to do a bit of history because history is important. So, London Underground's history dates back to 1863 when the Metropolitan Railway opened between Paddington and Farringdon. There were 7 stations.
Mm-hmm.
And this was the world's first underground railway. People Ooh. Didn't call it the underground at this point.
But it was brand new.
That's what it was. 30,000 people used it on the first day. Imagine that. They were immediately keen on it. They didn't even have Twitter to tell them it existed. We say this all the time for every subject. They didn't even have Twitter.
How did they cope? 30,000?
Yeah.
Where were they going?
I don't know.
Obviously just to Farringdon, but like...
No. Or to Paddington.
Or to Paddington.
I guess it went both ways, maybe.
I also think I know that route still. I think that route still exists, right?
Well, it's part of the Metropolitan, so...
There you go.
Although Paddington isn't on the... Anyway, and the tube carriages were, like, similar layout to what they are now, like, brown and wooden and cute and without automatic doors. They're very cute. They look like the Hogwarts Express, kind of.
Oh, cool.
I love Hogwarts. I'm reading Harry Potter at the moment. It's so good. 10 out of 10 recommend.
Oh, we get it. I mean, this brand new book, guys. It's called Harry Potter. It's going to be big.
Harry Potter is going to be massive. I'm not going to go through all of them because no one cares. And you don't really need to know the order of every single one. But it might be useful to know the early ones.
Yeah.
Started with Metropolitan, then District Line, then Circle Line. So, yeah. Are you storing that in your memory?
Yeah, I am. Because I feel like also, if you were like bunching them up in your head when you look at the map and you think, like, which ones are kind of, yeah, if they had to be related, I always feel like I get the District, Circle and Metropolitan Line. I feel like they're all like linked some way.
I mean, they literally are. It's a tube.
No, but I mean those ones in particular, I feel like the District and Circle all go,
yeah
they do their
similar
same
vibe
thing.
Yeah, Edgware Road, Fitch,
yeah, always have an Edgware, yeah, Road on there, always, yeah, have a great Portland Street, you know.
And I mean the District Line, that is important to you. You don't know why yet. You're going to find out later.
Ooh.
Ooh. And then in 1908, we got the Tube's logo, known as the Roundel. That's the red circle with the blue line going through it. The Roundel. So let's fast forward to 1933. Does the name Frank Pick mean anything to you?
Yes.
So he, what do you know about him?
He invented the font.
Well, he commissioned it.
Oh.
So Frank Pick was made the first CEO of the London Passenger Transport Board, which is essentially what TfL is now.
Okay.
Basically, he was responsible for everything that's kind of jazzy about the tube. Because if you use it, even if you don't use the tube, I think it has got a reputation for being quite... It's not like... I mean, there are bits of it that are very kind of clinical, and but it is very...
It's a bit...
designy.
Yeah, kooky, isn't it?
Very cultural.
Yeah.
He was all about... I've put here, he was all about the body. All about the face.
Stop relying on that body.
I must have, like, written this after I watched a load of RuPaul or something. And also in 1933, a man called Harry Beck.
Yes.
Do you know that name?
He's the one who came up with the font.
No, he came up with the tube map.
Oh, okay, yes, okay.
And he wasn't a designer. He did it in his spare time whilst he was an engineering draftsman, I should say, with the London Underground. And he scribbled it out and was like, look, this would work better if they knew the connections rather than a geographical map of the stations.
Right, he is.
Yeah, well, we know that now. And his bosses thought, this is quite rubbish. But he must have really convinced them because they trialled a few of them and people loved them. And, I mean, what, like 80 years later?
Still on.
Still on in the form of mobile phone applications and leaflets, pamphlets, website pages.
If you think about the London Underground, they had the smartest idea in that the colour scheme, which, by the way, is fantastic. Those Pantones.
Oh.
So great.
Don't. But it's going to be all over our gram.
You're so right. If you they couldn't go out of date. Like, it still pops.
Pops.
Slaps.
Like that.
Damn it!
Just demonstrating that, because you can't see, you can't hear colour on the podcast.
Fair enough.
So I want people to get a feeling of the colour.
And that's
slapping
how it feels.
Like that. There we go.
Ow. But still relevant, you know.
One more?
No! Not again!
Another thing that we need to talk about is around this time, if we can get back on topic, please.
Sure.
Is that London Underground Network was crucial during World War II.
Yes.
Many stations were used as air raid shelters, especially on the Central Line, because loads of it was built before, like, on, and then World War II happened, so it was kind of ready, but didn't get used.
So even though we hate the Central Line now, Katie, because it's the sweatiest, hottest, grossest one, actually the most useful during the war.
Yes. It really wasn't safe, though. So something really terrible happened. In 1943, a new type of, it's described as an anti-aircraft rocket, was fired, and the impact, the whoosh, resulted in a crush of people, kind of a domino effect, it sounds like, in Bethnal Green Station, where were taking shelter. 173 people died. I can't even imagine 173 people fitting in Bethnal Green Station.
No.
That's a lot. So, yeah, you can just imagine that people taking shelter there. That's pretty intense. It's kind of a bleak thing to talk about on our silly nonsense podcast, but
yeah,
we're going to move on to ghost stations. You must know about these.
Yes, I do.
So what do you know about these?
I know about Aldwych.
Aldwych.
If you are eagle-eyed, you'll still see it on the Strand.
Mm-hmm. Cool. So...
No, but it was there and it was decommissioned in the 70s, I believe.
I don't know that for sure. Can't lie.
There you go.
You can Google it. There were around 50 disused ghost stations.
50?
And I say around. I tried really hard to find a number on this, but people just don't know because they're just really low-key about some of them. There are probably some that public just aren't allowed to know about.
Who yeah.
knows what they're used for. And loads of them are just sat there or we don't know they're there. And actually, disused is probably the wrong word because a lot of them were never used. So there's a ghost station called Down Street, which was used by Winston Churchill, friend of the podcast.
Friend of the podcast, friend of the podcast, of course.
Did an episode, series one, remember that? This is when we used to do series in the podcast, and then we just started spaffing about, didn't we? So Winston Churchill, friend of the podcast, used Down Street in World War II as a bunker. And in 1932, a station called British Museum. Station called British Museum, probably to do with the British Museum, went out of use between Tottenham Court Road and Holborn. Props on the Central Line, I guess.
Yeah, probably a really short stop if that was still there. Yeah. How annoying if you're trying to get to Oxford Circus.
You'd get whiplash, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you just literally stop within seconds.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
In the late 60s, the Victoria Line, we like the Victoria Line, opened.
Quick as a flash.
The trains being driven automatically and magnetically encoded tickets collected by automatic gates gave access to the platforms. Basically normal tickets, I think, became a thing.
Yeah.
So like with the, that must mean like a normal train ticket with the black
bar. With the strip, yeah.
Yeah. And in the year 2000, TfL was created. Quite late, no?
2000?
I know.
Wow.
And I started looking into this. I was like, oh, why did they create TfL? But then it led me to a page called History of Public Transport Authorities in London. And I was like, nah, that sounds boring. Nah. We don't care about that.
That's a lot.
Sounds so boring. Like, so TfL happened in 2000. I think that's all we need to know.
Yeah, I think that's a good pub quiz one. When did TfL start? Great.
What year? 2000.
Yeah.
We know this now. The Oyster card was introduced in 2003.
Okay.
Busking has also been licensed on the tube since 2003.
Again, I would have thought that would have been a long time ago, you know?
I think it's always happened, but I think it's licensed.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, you have those bits on the tube, the special busking bits.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's become an official thing. Busking in an official capacity. And apparently, Sting and Paul McCartney have low-key busked in disguise multiple times.
Oh.
So, there you go. It's fun if you're a fan. I don't know why I laughed as I said that. And this is a fun fact.
Okay.
January 2005, in an attempt to alleviate a problem with loitering young people, the youths, London Underground announced it would play classical music at problem stations.
Yes.
I don't know anything about this.
Yes. When I used to live in, one of our old neighbourhoods, Harrow.
Oh.
Harrow and Wealdstone Station.
We both lived there.
Yeah.
Separately.
Separately, never together.
Never together.
Harrow and Wealdstone Station
well,
used
they
to
won't
play.
They won't.
Used to play classical music because I used to work in central London and have to travel back quite late. I would always either miss the tube and have to get a bus. But if I made it to the tube, the last one, I'd get to Harrow and Wealdstone and they'd always be playing classical music as I left.
Oh, cute.
Yeah, it was terrifying.
No loitering for you.
No. Come on, I wasn't a young person.
Moved to London in the swinging 60s. He didn't do that. He's not that old. And one note about the future of the tube. So you might be listening on the tube right now. You can be looking around the carriage thinking, what is the future of all this?
Maybe. Where are we going?
Where are we
other
going?
Than my stop?
Possibly your stop. So the next big development is the Elizabeth line.
I'm obsessed with the Elizabeth
me
line.
Me too.
Have you managed to jump on one of those new Elizabeth line carriages? Yeah. They're like, basically, so you know all the tubes have got like a colour scheme.
Yeah.
These ones have got like...
Is it purple?
Slate grey and purple.
Oh my God.
Decor. Oh my God.
God.
And like... the LCD screens on them.
Oh,
like,
oh my God, that's amazing.
And there's aircon.
Aircon. That's exciting. Well, I'm terribly excited about these. Apparently, they're going to start opening December 2018, but fully open the following December.
Okay.
The thing is, sometimes I see these campaigns against stuff like high-speed rail and stuff, and I'm like, hang on, nobody's complaining about the Elizabeth line, are they? That's fine, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, good, because I'm really excited about it.
I'm so excited about it.
You get direct from Stratford to Reading.
I know.
Can you believe?
Can you believe? Straight to Heathrow.
I was looking at it, I was like, this can't be true. This is crazy.
Never again will we have to endure the Piccadilly line for an hour getting to Heathrow Airport.
Oh, poor first world problems. Jet setting to America is on a whim like you do.
No, it's because I can't afford the Paddington Express. What's it called? The Heathrow Express.
Yet you can afford a plane ticket. You are absurd. You're a ridiculous man. John, the final section.
Please.
I call it the pub quiz section.
Ooh, okay.
I think this is where we're going to tick off some pub quiz boxes.
Great.
Okay, so the shortest distance between two adjacent stations on the underground network is only 260 metres.
okay.
Between where?
Bank and Monument.
No. Leicester Square and Covent Garden.
Oh, yeah.
It only takes about 20 seconds on the Piccadilly line, but costs £4.90.
What, as a single trip?
Yeah. If you just got on there and paid cash money.
That's how much it would cost.
Without a travel card.
Shut your face.
Yet it remains one of the most popular journeys with tourists.
No, it doesn't.
Getting mugged off, mate.
No, it doesn't. That's popular.
I think they just don't realise. King's Cross, St Pancras Tube Station, is served by more underground lines than any other station.
Yeah.
That's quite a good question. In a pub quiz.
That's a great question.
Which station has more lines? Yeah. Kings Cross. There are three tube stations on the Monopoly board. That is Pub Quiz. Pub Quizzes love Monopoly and they love the tube.
Yes.
What are they, Jackson?
Kings Cross.
Yeah.
Marylebone.
Yeah. One more.
Liverpool Street.
Yeah.
Yay.
The average speed is 20.5 miles per hour and that includes the tube stops.
Okay. That makes sense. That fast.
But on the Metropolitan line, it can get the fastest, with trains reaching over 60 miles an hour. And finally, the fictitious station of Walford East, which features in which soap?
EastEnders. Yeah.
And which line did I say was important to you earlier?
Because it's on the District Line.
It's on the District Line. Yes. And remember, Jackson, which station has none of the letters of the word mackerel in it?
St. John's Wood.
Correct. Now we're going to do the actual quiz.
Okay.
So,
gosh, Katie, I will say there's a lot of info there.
There was a lot of info.
But I'm excited about it.
Okay. In what year did the Metropolitan Railway open?
1863.
Correct. Yes. Oh, I said it too early again. If you're listening and you want to play along, remember to get ready to pause. I'll try and take longer with the next one, as will Jack. You need to think more. Spend more time thinking.
Okay.
If people are listening, they need to
get Okay, I'll give it some time.
Pen and paper, or as Jack likes to remind you, the note section on your phone.
Yeah, that's my favourite part.
Play along at home, maybe on the tube. Question number two. What is the London Underground's logo known as? You honestly look like you just soiled yourself.
I did. The Ram... Roundel? The Roundel, the Randall...
I think you said it. The Roundel.
The Roundel.
The Roundel,
that's
yes.
What I did say. Yeah,
you did say that.
Yeah.
Good. Who designed the tube map?
Not Henry Peck. He commissioned it. Or not commissioned it, but asked the other guy... It was Harry Beck.
Correct.
Yes.
The person you were thinking of before, by the way, was Frank Pick.
Frank Pick.
I don't know.
And
who,
Harry
I don't Beck. Know who Henry Peck is.
Is that three of three?
Three out of three. In what year was the Oyster card introduced?
2003.
You take longer, Jack.
Sorry.
Give the people... I reckon everyone got that, though.
Yeah.
That's a good one. And finally, what is the name of the underground station in the fictional soap opera EastEnders? Wait. And what's your answer?
The answer is Walford East.
5 out of 5!
Yes!
Celebrate
champion!
The underground! Da-da-na.
Sound the of underground. The underground!
Sound of the underground!
Oh.
There we go.
Pucker.
Knowledge. And you can listen to that, guys, literally every time you get on the tube.
Yeah, just if you're thinking, I'm on here.
But what the hell is going on? Why am I
How did I get here? How did I get here?
What's going on?
Okay, yeah, really into that one, Katie.
But next time we're going to be back in Queen Adelaide.
Yes.
In the heart of East London.
See you there.
Yeah.
Drinks are on me.
That'll make a change.
Thank you for listening to that one. That's my robot voice when I'm trying to be serious. Please rate us on your generic podcast app if you liked it. And even if you didn't, I think it's really important that you rate it.
It's rude not to.
It's really rude not to. The world runs on ratings. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Be More Cleverer. And if you've got anything to say to us, say it to our faces via our email, hello@bemorecleverer.com. Bye, Katie.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.